episode 956, Back to the Grind.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is a beautiful day. It is Wellness Wednesday, and I hope you are having a beautiful week. You know what? Even if you're not, smile, because you are beautiful. You so matter. And I'm excited that you're here, because you know what? We're getting back to the grind. I know that doesn't sound like a great episode, but it really is going to be one. We've got to dig a little bit deeper as into how we can set some routines for the new season ahead. You'll want to stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, we're back to the grind. Yesterday, we spent our last day of summer, as my children put it, getting ready for school. They're like, oh, Mom, we really have to go back to school. And I said, yes, education is a good thing, right? You know, kind of that little extra pump talk. And I'm thinking, I don't really want them to go back to school. I want to be selfish and keep them home. I don't know. I'm kind of one of those weird mamas. Not that I'm the helicopter parent. I want them to grow up and go out and do what God has in store for them. But at the same time, I want to just keep them home and just have fun and learn and grow together. But we all have to get back to the grind. And with it being Wellness Wednesday, I thought it'd be a good time to really talk about putting you as a priority. Because when you do that, you elevate your productivity. You enhance your well-being. That is giving God permission. When you do that, you're telling God, hey, you know what? I'm on board for what you have in store for me, because I'm willing to take care of the body that you gave me, the mind that I have. And I'm willing to use the gifts and talents to serve you and the world around me. So drop the excuses and focus on how to get back to the grind. Now, the grind we're talking about is all positive. We think about back to the grind as being negative, but it's not. It's your life. So where are you coming from? Well, you knew summer was approaching and you wanted to get ready for swimsuit season, maybe as far as bikinis for some of you. Okay, after five kiddos, yeah, bikinis, not so much anymore. But we can look still good in a nice little tankini, so I'll go that far. But you buckled down, right? You got in those extra cardio sessions. You wanted to move that little extra winter bubble, you know, yes, that the good old bears have, but we don't want to carry on ourselves. And then summer happened, and you were ready for it, but then you got a little too relaxed. Training and nutrition took a back seat to the barbecues, to the concerts, the vacation, the pools, the ocean, the toes in the sand. You just were like, this is it. I don't have to have a schedule. Now, some of you, maybe you were much better than I was, and you didn't, you know, let yourself go, so to speak. You kept at it. An awesome job if you did that. But some of us, probably most of us, well, we got a little bit, not lazy, but just kind of like, oh, if I get to it, I'll get to it, but it's not a priority. So now what? It's back to school. Labor Day is around the corner, and that means a new season. It's 4 months to the new year. And when you think about it, if you have children and you run on a traditional school calendar, which for some years we didn't do that. When I homeschooled, it was an all year round, and we would take times off, you know, kids would be in school during the fall and we would take a week off or so. People couldn't understand it. And I'm like, well, that's the beauty of homeschooling. We worked it into our schedule, and I literally used the year to school. Well, now that we're in traditional schooling, then it's back to the calendar, the school calendar. And that's basically starting, well, for us, it's end of August through the end of May. Sometimes, depending upon our winters, we, you know, squeal into good old June. We don't like to do that though. So Labor Day is around the corner, and that means it's a new season. It's a new school year. It's like your first new year before the real new year hits. And what does that mean? Oh, you can make some resolutions. but you don't call them resolutions, right? Because we're not going to break these. You're ready to dig in and say, you know what? I want to do something different this year. I want to organize this maybe a little bit better. You have some things in mind. And so today, what we want to talk about is getting back to the grind and building your strength and endurance for the seasons ahead. What God has in store for you. And it all is wrapped around your wellness when you're training for life so you can love the journey. So you're ready? Well, let's jump in. So of course, we have to make you a priority and get back to the grind. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. And there's three of them today I want to focus on. Are you ready for this? Three. We're going to break them down, but I'll tell you all three of them now. Number one is training. Number two is recovery, and number three is nutrition. All of these are vital to your wellness, your well-being, to your health. Now, you might be saying, I'm really good at one of them. I can already mark it off. Great. Maybe you're saying, I suck at all of them. Oh, sorry. But yes, sometimes we have to say that, right? I'm just not good at any of them. I really need to focus. If you are that person, let me help you right now at the beginning. Start with one thing from each of them. Please do not try to do everything and get this perfection all in thing in your mind. Now, if you don't have any children, you don't even have any dogs or cats, or maybe not even a husband, then maybe you can focus like that. And maybe you don't even have to worry about money. Awesome. Then do it. Go all in. That's fantastic. But most of us don't live that wonderful life. We have responsibilities. We have duties that require our attention on a daily basis. So if you have more than one to focus on, then just pick one out of each area that say, okay, I'm going to try to do this. When I get this done, then I'm going to add another one. Then what are you doing? You're building upon yourself. You'll have a strong foundation and you will automatically take away the word failure from your training. And that's what you want to do, right? Because you want to keep going. This is all about strength and endurance. So let's talk about number one, training. Right now, the weather is still good, pretty much, across the globe. It's great weather. So while you still have good weather, get outside for a daily run or a great walk. Enjoy the weather before it gets cold. Now, I know I was one of those diligent runners who just loved to be outside regardless of the temperature, and I would bundle up. But I don't like it anymore. Maybe I've gotten a little older, a few years older, and I'm like, yeah, I'm done with that. So I love fall running. You get to see the trees change color. I mean, the leaves of the trees change color. And it's awesome. It's awesome to be in God's creation. So get out, walk, do a run, a brisk run, a couple maybe a week. And it doesn't have to be a long run. It can be just sprints where you sprint from one block to the next and you walk a block, then you sprint again, then you walk a block, then you sprint again. Break that up and you don't have to do it for a long period of time. It's awesome. And you want to do it before it gets cold. Also, another thing, you want to make sure that you don't have the party stop. We just came off of summer, right? And you love partying, getting together, gathering the girlfriends and the guys and all of that together. Well, guess what? You can still gather them together and keep the party going. It doesn't have to stop. Invite friends to your training party. Meet up for a walk around the block or two. You know, go for a run together. And some friends, I know I have a couple friends that are truly, you know, amazing, incredible runners. And I'm like more of the, I do it because it feels good, but I'm not going to sit there and try to get this, you know, 7-minute mile. You know, no, I'm not up for that. I want my knees for the rest of my life. So if you have some of those in your group, just you can kind of say, hey guys, we're just going for a nice light little jog. It's not going to be this heavy, I'm going to pump it out in 5 minutes a mile. No, it's casual where, yes, you get a little breathy when you run, but you're together. So don't let the party stop. Keep it going. All right. You want that flame still burning. And ultimately, set a training schedule. You probably have a couple weeks before too many activities take over your life. You know, whether it's the football season coming in. I love football season. Yes, that means football stories for you all. Are you looking forward to them? I am. And so, you know, you've got all those activities that are coming up. Maybe you've got volleyball or you have, soccer. Some of you may have fall soccer. So you have all of these activities that are happening. Well, you may have this just little brief window where you can sit down and say, whoa, okay, we've got this started here. You know, church, this is what we're going to do on this day, and then we're going to have this. And you can begin to actually plan it out. Do that now. Don't wait for 2 or 3 or 4 weeks, because what happens is you are going to get lost in the shuffle and you won't be the priority. And you won't be for the next 4 months, for the next 6 months, for the next 8 months, and a year from now, you're going to be like, I am not where I really want to be. And that strength and endurance, I barely made it through the year. What were we talking about? I should have listened to you. No, we don't want to have those should haves, could haves, would haves. It's do it now, right? Create your now. So find time that makes sense to make you a priority in your schedule. You can fit it in. Maybe you have to get up 20 minutes early. Are you worth it? Oh, I know you are. So get up 20 minutes early. All right, so that's the whole thing for training. Now, if you got that down pat, way to go. If not, choose one. Maybe it's just, I just got to go walking again. Then go walking again. Just walk every single day. Pick a time of the day that works in your schedule and do it and be consistent at it. I know for me, when I started back into my walking and my running, I just started out walking. I didn't even try to run because I was like, oh my gosh, my body's probably going to freak out. And I didn't want to do anything weird with my, you know, previous injury. So I'm like, I'm going to take it slow. And I would just walk, but I walked every single day. Come rain or shine, I figured a way to walk, whether it was in an enclosed store, whether it was in my house, up and downstairs, I found a way. Most of the time I'm outside, but if it's raining and yucky weather, yeah, you don't want to be out there. Safety first, of course. So figure out what you need to work on when it comes to training, because you are training for life. And you've got to build that strength and endurance up, make you a priority. Number two, recovery. We don't talk about recovery much. And the reason why we don't, I think, is because we just don't think that it's doing anything for our body. But I'm here to tell you, if you are not taking time to rest, R-E-S-T, rest as in throughout your day, throughout your week, and at night, meaning you're getting good sleep, then your body is going to suffer. You can actually be working out, and because the amount of stress that you're under, the cortisol that you're building up within your body, if you're not having a recovery period, you're not getting good, significant amount of sleep at night, your body can say, whoop, something's happening here. I gotta save everything. And so you begin to put on weight, and you lose muscle because your body is in this fight and flight situation. It's fighting itself. So recovery is very important. You gotta make time to get your beauty sleep. We all need it. You are beautiful. You matter. So get your beauty sleep in. Yes. What works for your body? So begin to shut down the day, maybe at 9 o'clock for you. And instead of looking at your Facebook feed or your Instagram or watching stories or whatever it is, guess what? Take out a good book, put it next to your nightstand and read a couple pages, and then turn the lights off and go to bed. Something as simple as that. Better yet, turn off everything and have a conversation with the person in the bed next to you. Yeah, like, you know, get to know them a little bit more. You know, turn it up a notch, but that's all part of recovery. You've got to have your beauty sleep. Also, you want to use your calendar as a reminder, or Alexa, you know, all these things talk to you and all of that. Well, if you are into technology, let the technology work for you. Also, there are some apps. I know there are on the iPhone. Now, I personally don't use them. My daughter does, however. Ashley, she does. And it's a reminder that it's bedtime, and she has her reminder go off, I think it's an hour before she's actually supposed to be in bed. So she does her preparation time, and I love that. She'll go and she'll say, goodnight, Mom, and she'll still be up in her room, but she's doing her devotions, or she's, you know, making sure she's finishing, you know, last minute studies for her test the next day or whatever it is, and it's her time. So use technology to better yourself. Don't let it go against you. So yeah, we want to turn technology off, but you can have those reminders and set them also for your children. Teach them. It's really important to pass this on, because technology is only going to go further with us as we continue on in our journey. It's going to get better and better and better. So we might as well learn to adapt to it now and work with it instead of working against it. Also, keep yourself on a schedule, including during the weekends. That's a hard one. I know you want to sleep in. And the thing is this, if you want to quote unquote sleep in, then you want to turn off all your electronics. When you go to bed, you go to bed. But when you wake up, if it's not like just 2 or 3 hours later because you have to go to the bathroom, not that kind of wake up. But when your body says, okay, it's time to get up, then you need to get up. So maybe you slept for 7 hours and you wake up and you look at the clock and you're like, oh, it's only 6:30. I really don't have to get up. It's my sleeping day. Get up then. The reason why is if you go to sleep, your body is actually going to be more tired than it is when you get up, right? When your body naturally wakes up. So allow yourself to sleep in, but let your body tell you when it's time to get up, okay? That's real important. Otherwise, keep yourself on a schedule as much as possible, especially in the earlier weeks. That will help set your body, your internal clock. And that's important. And then also for recovery, in order for recovery to happen well, after training, during the day, always hydrate well. You cannot drink enough water, okay? You want to be aiming for half your body weight in ounces. So if you weigh 120 pounds, that means you need to be drinking 60 ounces of water at a minimum. And that is water, H2O, okay? Straight water. No coffee doesn't count, no tea doesn't count, no spritzer doesn't count, no juices don't count. It's straight aqua. Water, water, water. If you want your body to recover like it needs to, you have got to hydrate. Most of us, I'm telling you, probably, I kid you not, probably 92% of us are walking around dehydrated. Our bodies, our bodies know this. They're so amazing. But we're not doing ourselves any justice. And so they're always fighting. You don't want your body to be always at war internally. But that's what's happening. The cells are like, whoa, I don't know when I'm really going to get my next drink. And is she going to give me anything? And oh, well, okay, well, then I've just got to hold this all in. And what happens? We become bloated. We don't release the water when we need to, okay? So make sure. You don't have to drink it. If you haven't been drinking it for a while, water, again, you know, we've kind of gotten off to drinking the other stuff. We're going to talk about that here in a minute. But, you know, those alcoholic beverages may be a little too much, or the soda pops or whatever's convenient. But water needs to be convenient now. Carry a water bottle with you wherever you go. I send a water bottle with my kids every single day to school. They drive with a water bottle in their car. It's just something that I have them do. Number one, if they ever need water, they've got at least something with them. But it's a reminder to hydrate. We all need to be hydrated. So hydrate well. So that's your recovery. So you've got training. You've got number two, recovery. And finally, number three is nutrition. Nutrition is another key component here. There's three of them. And we've got to get back to it. Okay. So let go of the sweet, the salty, the fried, the fast food, and alcoholic beverages. Let them go. Let them go. Just let it go already. I know I kind of indulged a little bit extra this summer, but we don't need to. Our bodies don't like it. We get a little extra ripple where we don't want it. And the older we get, we find these ripples and we're like, oh, how did that get there? Yeah, I know, right? Mm-hmm. You know exactly what I'm talking about. So let go of those sweet, salty, fried, fast food, and alcoholic beverages. Yes, you can have them once in a while, but truly try to maintain healthy eating. Raw, fresh, lean, good food. And what do I normally say? If God made it, you can eat it. It's that simple. If God made it, you can eat it. If not, then don't eat a lot of it or very often. You know me and my root beer floats. Oh, I love them. And I got to tell you, though, this summer, true confession here. I know it's not confession day, but I'm going to confess it anyway. I did not have one root beer float this summer. I had a few other shakes, though, and they weren't protein shakes. So I didn't have my root beer floats, but I did have other shakes. So yes, I indulged, but we have to let it go. I have to let it go. So my confession is I'm letting them go. It's done. No more shakes for me, only healthy ones, because my body doesn't need any of that extra sugar. So you do the same. We'll work through this together. It's time also to rein in the convenient foods and drinks. So you got to plan, right? You got to prep and plan. Plan and prep. That's something that we all need to do. And what does that look like? You need to stock your pantry and fridge with healthy treats, healthy foods. Now, notice I said treats. Because we hear the word food or healthy food and we freak out. We're like, I don't want to, But when you say treat, it's like, oh, yeah, that sounds wonderful. It sounds very tasty. So call the food that you're eating a treat. It's just mind over matter, right? I mean, come on, let's use some mindset training here. If you want to enjoy your food, then call it a treat because it truly is a treat to eat. You are feeding the body that God gave you. You only get one body here on earth. So you got to take care of it. So stock your pantry and fridge with healthy treats like your lean meats, your turkey, your chicken. Stock it with fish. You know, yes, have some salmon. And you know what? I would like to challenge you that at least once a month. Now, I really want to push you to once a week, but let's start off first slow. Once a month, I want you to try a food that you have never tasted. So let's say you've never eaten broccoli. I know you may be laughing at me going, well, who would not have eaten broccoli ever in their life? There's a lot of people out there that don't eat broccoli. You know me, I do not like peas. Peas, I don't know what it is. I can eat them in casseroles, which I can't eat casseroles, so I don't eat them in casseroles. But to me, just eating a pea just plain by itself, yeah, no, it doesn't work that way. Oh, I could eat it in fried rice. I could eat it in some, you know, concoction like that. But to eat them plain, no. But I do try every once in a while to eat peas plain. No, I still do not like them, but I do try to eat them. So try one new thing. And maybe it should go to the grocery store and you stand there and I want it to be a fruit or vegetable or even a meat. So if it's fish for you, maybe you try salmon. Don't go and buy this huge thing of salmon where you're going to waste it. Buy something little that's individually packaged. You know, ask your you know, the meat department there. Say, hey, can I just get a very small, I just want a serving. Or go to a butcher shop. You know, use your resources and say, I only want two slices because I just want to try it. Then you're not wasting money. You've tried something new and guess what? You may actually like it and it will become your new treat. Yes, that's a win for you. All right, so think about that. So I want you to add that kind of as a sidebar there, that challenge to add one thing. But you want to have those lean meats, those eggs, the fresh vegetables, your fruits, even like a sweet potato. Take away all those extra things like pasta and make your own pasta like with zucchini or your spaghetti squash and things like that. Now, up and coming, we've got some fun things happening. You're going to want to subscribe to Create Your Now TV. Remember, we are on YouTube already. These podcast episodes are sent there. Now, it's not a video yet, but the videos are around the corner. It's going to be so much fun. I'm probably going to make a total fool of myself because you'll actually get to see me. So that means you're going to get a good laugh, and hopefully you'll learn a lot along the way. It's just going to be sharing life, and we're going to talk about how to create your now. Everything from in the kitchen to in the bedroom to in the bathroom. It is lifestyle. It's going to be awesome. We're going to take it into devotions. It's going to be incredible. And if you want to be a part of that, then you don't want to miss out. So make sure you click on that link in the show notes, Create Your Now TV, so you can subscribe so you won't miss the first actual real episode. Of course, I'll tell you here that it's coming up, but you want to go ahead and do it so it just automatically sends you a reminder. Yes, it's here. Woohoo! Don't miss out. All right. And with all of that, again, the reminder for your nutrition is plan and prep. So look at your week. Okay, right now, use these next couple weeks before September really hits in and say, okay, what does my calendar look like? Wednesdays, if Wednesdays are going to be a night at church all the time, then you know what? Start planning your one crock pot meal. I'm going to help you with that, I promise you. It's going to be fun, yes, because I like to have all those like comfort foods, but healthy comfort foods that we all love. And so I'm going to be dishing you up some incredible recipes for you to try. And they're not going to be ones that are just written. You're actually going to see them. Yes, Create Your Now TV, just a little plug there. And so be creative. No, and say, or maybe it's leftover. Maybe for you, Wednesday nights are leftover nights. That's usually what we do. We have one night a week that's leftovers. And then on the weekend, sometimes we'll do kind of a catch-all. So I kind of play the short order cook. Everybody kind of gets a little bit of whatever. So sometimes I'll take leftovers and create another dish for somebody. And then I'll do maybe sandwiches or, you know, it's kind of my short order cook. And then I'll actually have planned meals. So you have to do what works for you, but you got to plan and prep. Start practicing now. So by the time September kicks in, you got it down pat and you're like, yes, I am in the groove. It's all about being back in the grind. And it's a positive thing. This should make you smile. This should make your heart just beaming right now going, yes, I am going to get back into the swing of things. Because I know that that's what my body needs. I know that's when I feel good. And when you feel good, you get more work done, right? Your productivity skyrockets. And what else? You feel successful. You walk around more confident. You have a smile on your face. That's ultimately well-being. So you're going to turn this world upside down. But it first starts with you. As a bonus, too, I want to remind you, how are those vitamins and supplements working? Mm-hmm. Have you forgotten to take them the last few months over the summer? I know we get out of our routine and our responsibilities and our duties and what happens that our habits kind of switch to something else. It's easy, I know. So if you're one who takes vitamins or maybe you do like extra protein shakes for your workouts when you're really training hard, then start to get back into those supplements. Work them back into your routine. And for a while, you may actually have to schedule them on the calendar so you remember, oh, wait, I've got to take this. Oh, and wait, I've got to take that. I just now thought of one that I am taking now that I forgot I haven't taken today. So good reminder. Plan and prep. Get those supplements in. Recovery and training. It's all about train for life and love your journey. Maybe you want some help with this. You're like, Christiane, I'm blown out of the water right now. I'm so confused. I cannot keep my three kids straight and I have to keep me straight too and make myself a priority. You want help? Click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. It is a free gift to you from me. It's a coaching call. You're going to get on with me and we're going to talk strategy, exactly what you need to do to make this right for you, okay? It's going to figure out like, okay, well, wait, all right, so maybe it is writing down your calendar and we talk about literally every single thing that you have to do for a week and we break it down and we come up with strategies. How does it work? When can you fit in walking? When you can fit in your strength training? When you can fit in planning and prepping? You know, making some meals in bulk so you don't have to always be slaving in the kitchen every single night. I know that's a big, kind of a hubbub when it comes to women and being in the kitchen because you feel like all you are is living in the kitchen. I want to help you. So click on the link, take AIM, and let you and I have a coaching call together. You can do this. I know it's back to the grind, but it's going to be an amazing season. I just know God has something incredible in store for you. Remember, you've got to expect the unexpected, right? Because with God, nothing is impossible. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.